time, it was better for them to be here.
So how does the Economic Development Office stimulate them to come back here?
I mean, we cut the NASCAR dinner that we had for them once that Sunday after the race, and we had like lunch for them also. A lot of the crew and whatnot hung around, watched the race and all that. But we cut it because of the cost, and you know, it was just part of budget cuts. But if that would generate aircraft.
Yeah, we always got good comments on it. Everybody loved it that had it. I mean, there was a time we gave everybody a pie, their own individual pie, when they got on the airplane.
I remember the crew saying that they could fly out of here and they could get home faster than flying out of Dover and get home. Because they get here, they pile on the airplane, they're gone. They're not having to wait for ground and taxiing and everything they have to do up in Dover.
Is there a way for us to reach out to these air crews and explain to them that we're trying to generate an influx of aircraft and operations to justify the airport? As race fans, I mean, they don't want to lose a racetrack, and I think
they may support it out of the racetrack
in an effort to help.
Let's go.
It's an idea. I mean, we had some good contacts with DEI.
Had the cars down there just on the base.
Some of the other ones that flew here regularly.
Susan did that.
Yes.
Let me get that real quick.
Maybe we can check with them again to see, follow up with them for the race, Susan.
Let's come back to the head.
One of the big factors we had here was that Dover would not give them a clearance out of here. What everybody was doing, they were bailing out here VFR and picking up the clearance in the air, and Dover flat refused. Give them clearance, VFR. So that stopped them. That was one of the biggest things. They were trying to duck down the tungsten and, pick it up with the tungsten and go on down. Because it was all of the NASCAR 1 arrival in the Concorde and Lexington and wherever. But Dover did not give them a clearance.
Why?
They just refused to do it. They were too busy.
Too busy.
That pretty well put the skids down. A lot of the guys were going back VFR. They were, they would just go back VFR if the weather was okay. At 15.5 or 17.5.
Six. You're not far from here. You're in Baltimore. You're in Patuxent.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what, with Earnhardt's guys and the Wood Brothers guys and those guys, I had them. I said, just get down here about 8 miles and call Patuxent. So, We got that done back in the 90s, but the last 3 or 4 years they wouldn't give me a IFR out here on race day. They wouldn't give anybody. It just wasn't just their teams.
On the ground?
On the ground, yes. Right. Then they give you but they would not. You couldn't take off VFR.
Couldn't pick it up in the air.
Oh. Yeah. And that was.
If you're headed south, by the time you get the airplane cleaned up, you're already in Patuxent airspace anyway.
But they did the same thing. They turned them over to Jersey. The procedure was you headed to Smyrna. It was crazy. Dover did that.
Okay. We'll come back to more discussion on that. Yes, sir.
Part of the cost. I work for Dover Downs as the executive director for security up there, and I did bodyguard jobs after I retired from NASCAR on some of the people. And a lot of it is cost going to the airport and picking up, the crews and things like that. If the county would come up with some kind of a program to offer free transportation from here to there, pick them up and bring them back, that would be a big incentive.
So basically, Dave, it sounds like we got two issues. One is we need to talk to Dover about the clearance, and then the county needs to decide if they want to, through the economic development, if they want to entertain some sort of transportation. And I think there's a couple avenues to come up with that, either through DITO and those small DART buses or something like that, or rental vehicles. But I think it's something to pursue, because then you're going to generate a good number of inbound traffic.
Because most of those planes would qualify in this list, I guess.
Yeah, there's